Tourist killed in armed robbery at upscale Southern California mall, suspects jailed. Three men remain jailed July 3 in connection with the death of a 68-year-old woman who was run over by a car and killed during an attempted armed robbery at the upscale Fashion Island Mall in Newport Beach, California. Leroy Ernest Joseph McCrary, 26, of Compton. Jaden Cunningham, 18, of Lancaster. And Malachi Edward Darnell, 18, of Los Angeles. Were all booked on suspicion of murder, armed robbery, and conspiracy, according to the Newport Beach Police Department. The woman who died in the July 2 afternoon robbery was identified as Patricia McKay, 68, who was visiting from New Zealand. According to police, two of the suspects, one armed with a handgun, approached Ms. McKay and her husband as they were walking outside the Barnes & Noble bookstore at the mall around 3:30 p.m., July 2. A struggle ensued, during which Ms. McKay was dragged into a parking lot street. The two suspects then retreated to a white Toyota Camry driven by a third person. During the robbery, one of the suspects fired a handgun three times, but nobody was struck by the gunfire, police said in a July 3 statement. The Camry ran over Ms. McKay as the suspects drove from the scene, killing her, police said. She died at the scene. The suspects then led authorities on a pursuit north on the San Diego freeway. During the chase, the driver pulled over in the Cypress area, and one of the suspects jumped out of the car, but was later apprehended. The other two suspects continued the pursuit into Los Angeles County, where they abandoned the vehicle and fled on foot. They were both arrested later by responding officers. Police said Ms. McKay's husband was not seriously injured during the robbery. He has not been identified. Newport Beach Mayor Will O'Neill visited the crime scene on July 2 and lashed out at the suspects, calling them creeps and decrying the stunning, staggering attack. Newport Beach is a safe community and we're mourning the loss of someone, he said. Frankly, to hell with these guys. These are thugs. Every community is now dealing with this. We have to do better as a society. We cannot tolerate this. Mr. O'Neill praised law enforcement for collaring the three male suspects, but he said, none of that brings her back. Mr. O'Neill emphasized that the mall's owners have phenomenal security and that it is a safe place for shoppers. Frankly, I would have no problem coming back here with my family, the mayor said.